to join us for our early session on applications of longitudinal data analyses in public health and public health policy. I think we have an excellent panel of speakers this morning. What we'll do is we'll have the speakers speak for about 20 minutes. If there are a couple of minutes at the end of the talk, you can certainly ask questions, but we may ask you to hold off on the questions until the end just to keep the speakers moving at an appropriate pace to keep pace with the program schedule. Our first speaker is Dr. Chang from the Institute of Population Health Sciences, National Health Research Institutes of Taiwan. Dr. Chang will be speaking on predicting one-year mortality in elderly patients with diabetes.
Good morning. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the prediction one-year mortality in early diabetic patients. This is the outline today. First of all, I'm going to introduce co-essential of this study. Then I will present the study flowchart and statistical methods in a clear and definite way. Next, I will show you the important results. Finally, I will bring up some issues for discussion. As we know, the aging of the elderly population was a significant burden of the diabetes epidemic. In fact, elderly patients with diabetes were at high risk of any age group for both complication of microvascular and cardiovascular disease. Previous studies have been developed the mortality prediction for diabetic population. In addition, risk score performance of predicting mortality with development and internal validation model for elderly people has been reported in previous studies. The applications of these studies were limited due to focusing on either elderly people or diabetic patients. The predicting model of the risk of mortality among elderly diabetic patients was still lacking. Besides, a population-based and large sample size data set using both internal and external validation for performance of predict model were also available as well. The first purpose of this study is to establish a predictive model to predict one-year mortality for early diabetes patients. The second purpose is to use the external validation data to validate the accuracy and the fitness of prediction model. And what's more, we perform a simple point system to predict the estimate risk of mortality for elderly diabetes subjects. The method, the source of database was for development model is from a Dart Health Screen program in Taiwan. With a belief in preventive medicine, Health Promotion Administration Taiwan covers routine checkups for adults ages between 40 to 65 years old every 3 years, and for beyond 65 years old annually. This service contains personal health, behavior counseling, physical examination, and routine blood and urine laboratory test. Okay. This is the Chinese outline of SHP in Chinese and how of SHP in Taiwan, included information of qualification. As we can see, it contains physical examination information such as qualification, regular items, fee for extra examination, notice, and opening hours. Until now, there are about 3 million participants health check information in the data set. In this study, we choose the study subject who receive health check between 2007 and 2010. We also need another data set to create a validation model. In this study, we use the medical screen program from Meizhou Clinic in Taiwan. There are about 460,000 participants health check information in this data set. We choose these patients who take part in medical screen program from 2004 to 2007. And the study design is retrospective cohort study. To create an internal validation model, we randomly allocated our ASHP cohort into 10 subsets and choose one of the subsets to perform an internal validation model according to the cross-validation method. Because our data is available data, so we use inverse probability of censoring weight WI to center losses in prediction error estimation. Finally, we choose the best model by minimize function CV. Our data has about 3.5 million participants, so we choose 10-fold cross-validation method. And each point total analysis is based on the beta of Cuff's proportional hazard model. We used the area under the receiver after rating characteristic curve to estimate the each model. The accuracy of the test depends on how well each model. Age, gender, ever and the current of smoker, fasting sugar, systolic blood pressure, diastolic blood pressure, total cholesterol, triglycerides, hemoglobin, albumin, body mass index, estimated GFR, white blood cell, GBD, and urine acid were included in the candidate predictors. This is the study flowchart. There are about 245,000 participants enrolled in the ASHP data set after excluding these outlying shoes. According to 10-fold cross-validation method, there are about 220,000 and 24,000 participants enrolled in development and the internal validation data set. After excluding the same criteria, there are the total of 2,093 participants of Meizhou data were included in the external validation data set. This table shows the baseline for development internal and external validation data. It seems that age is only significant factor between development and internal validation subject in baseline. As for the comparison between development data and external validation data, only TG has not significant difference. The external validation data has less female, low age, systolic blood pressure, BMI, and WBC, and others were significantly higher than development data. The next step, we used Cuff proportional hazard model to calculate the hazard ratio for each risk factor based on different subgroups. To compare the corresponding reference group, we find older age, male, ever an occurrence of smoker, fasting sugar less than 70 or greater than 140, systolic blood pressure less than 110. Diastolic blood pressure greater than 80, total cholesterol less than 149 or greater than 240, hemoglobin less than 13.9, albumin less than 3.9, BMI less than 23, estimated GFR less than 100 or greater than 100 or less than 45, WBC greater than 8,200, GPT greater than 40, urinase less than 3.5 and greater than 7, had a significantly high mortality risk. Now we used Formihan score to create the point of risk based on the CAST model. This is the one part of final point system. We take ages between 65 to 69 years old as a reference. Each increase of 1 point stands for 5 years added and so forth. In the gender, make female as a reference. Risk of male is about twice high compared with age increase 5 years. So we assign 2 points for male. In the same procedure, ever occurrence of smoke was assigned 1 point. Fasting sugar less than 70 or between 140 to 199 was assigned 1 point. Higher than 200 was assigned 2 points. In another part of point system, we find hemoglobin less than 12, albumin less than 3.5, and BMI less than 18.5 were important variables for prediction of mortality. So we were assigned large weight 3 or 4 points. After we assign weight for all variables, everyone can get their own score. This table shows the relationship between point totally and the estimated risk of 1 year mortality for each participant. As you can see, the more points shows the higher the estimated risk increases. In this table, we also find if someone gets 12 points will have higher mortality risk up to 80%. In the figure, we can see the point system based model of development and validation with an ROC curve. All of these ROC curves were over 0.8, shows good model predicting. And as we can see, the major validation model has the highest statistic. We further identify the optimal cutoff value for 9 for development and internal validation model from ASHP data, and as 7 for external validation model from major data, based on the highest Wooden index. In addition, we also find the SHP development data has higher sensitivities but lower specificity than the major validation model. Furthermore, the positive predict value and the negative predict value were similar to these models. to compare meta validation model. ASHP development model has low positive likelihood ratio but high negative likelihood ratio test results. In the discussion, this present study was identify a single point system to predict 1 year mortality for early diabetes patients. The tool to estimate short-term mortality could be easily to use identified high-risk group. A prospective core study will enroll about 7,500 type 2 diabetes Chinese patients after 6 years follow-up using CAST model to develop risk score for mortality. The area under ROC was achieved 0.845. A large sample size of about 120,000 Pennsylvania Medicare enrolled with elderly patients to develop comorbidity score for mortality. The C statistic for 30-day, 90-day, 180-day, and 1 year mortality were 0.84 and 0.824 and 0.804 and 0.788 respectively. Based on our empirical research, the study is the first prediction model for mortality in elderly diabetic Chinese population. The stress of this study has two parts. One, we use the large sample size for develop and validation model by population-based data set. Two, we identified simple point system and its contrast estimated risk for 1 year mortality for early diabetes patients. But there are some limitations in this study. First, lack of medical utilization for this study subject. We may not consider the comorbidity status comprehensively. But the information of baseline biochemical measures could be support most part of comorbidity status. We only focus on early diabetes patient and short-term mortality risks, limited to infer younger age group with diabetes and long-term effect mortality. So some risk factor related mortality was not included in this study, such as cancer and health behavior, excepting for smoking. Finally, the lab data of develop and validation were based on the different laboratories examination may be affect the currency modeling of single point system. Here comes the conclusion. We create a simple point-based model to predict 1 year risk of mortality for early diabetes patients. The predict performance were good both in the development and validation model and similar to other prediction model based biochemical measure in within diabetic population. The easy to use point-based tool may help to accurately predict certain risk of mortality in elderly Chinese patients with diabetes and to improve prevention or treatment strategies in these patients. This study is supported by the grant from the Health Promotion Administration and the Ministry of Health and Welfare. Thank you for your attention.